This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you ladies doing this morning? I hope you're doing wonderful. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I'm so happy that you're here with me today. We're having a really cute session today where we're going to talk about femininity and you, girl, taking a break. Learning how to relax, let your hair down, and take a break from different things in your life that you may not be taking a break from. You know, during the pandemic, we really were forced to take a break from so many different things, not just from working and going to school, but from the things that we actually enjoy doing. But we realized during those times how much we actually needed a break. A break from the routine, a break from the obligations, a break with our pockets and the money that we spend on things, and kind of refocusing and shifting back to other things that matter. So that's what we're going to discuss today, and I'm excited because this is a very important topic that will hopefully free so many of you who are tied to your routines and tied to always having to do and to produce. For those of you who maybe have more type A personality traits and you're always on the go and have a very hard time allowing yourself to rest and break and relax, I pray that this content opens up a new part of yourself where you can truly learn to relax and take a breather. I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, and let's talk about this. One of the areas that we need to consider as feminine women is the ability to relax, the ability to sit back, to lean back, to take a break from our daily routines. And some of this can be challenging because a lot of times we don't sit back and think about what we need unless we're in a dire situation. But a lot of times, things with our bodies, things in our home, things with our finances do need a break. So the first area I want to talk about is taking a break for beauty, taking a break in the area of your beauty. Now, I'm always a proponent for you being a beautiful feminine woman and putting care into your outer appearance, in the way that you dress, in the way that you smell, in the way that you show up in the world. It's very important. But sometimes we do need to take a break, and we need to balance how we are spending our bodies. And what I mean by that is, take a look at your nails. If you're someone who routinely goes and gets your nails done, taking a break in this area is important. Our bodies need time to reset, to rejuvenate. And when we're always doing something to them, we need to stop for a moment of time, let things heal, let things thrive. And our nails are one of those things. So whether you're the kind of woman who does her own nails at home, maybe you just polish them, or maybe you do press-on nails, or you go to the nail salon, it's important to give your nails a break from all of that. Your nails do not always have to be painted. Sometimes it's important to be able to see them and take a look and see, oh wow, looks like I need a little bit more calcium, or I need a little bit more vitamins because my nails are looking a little brittle. You're not even having enough time to evaluate your hands because you're on the go, you're on the go. You're getting them painted, you're not paying attention, and you're not realizing that your body is telling you something. So I try to take a break, you know, maybe every 3 months or so, and I just don't have polish on my nails. I just rock my natural nails for a little bit. And I also just like the idea of getting used to having my natural beauty in whatever capacity. It's important to embrace who you actually are and how you actually look, even though you have the ability to make enhancements on all parts of your life. And the nails are one of the areas that you can start in. And of course, all of these things really do help you to be able to just love yourself more and embrace who God made you to be. And in the same breath with the nails, this is also important with your hair, especially if you are an African-American woman. An African woman, your hair does require a certain amount of maintenance in order to thrive. You need moisture, you need protein, you need balance, and you need lots and lots of attention. However, sometimes we can give our hair too much attention. We can over-moisturize our hair. We can over manipulate our hair, and that causes breakage and damage, and you end up creating problems for yourself that you did not need to have. So taking a break and saying that, you know, right now I've been in my hair a little bit too much, so I'm going to give myself a protective style. I'm going to do braids, I'm going to do twists, locks, I'm going to wear wigs, I'm going to wear weaves. Whatever you want to do is up to you. But giving your hair a break is so necessary. And these breaks are not where you are neglecting. You're actually paying more attention during these breaks, and you're figuring out what you need to do, how you can tweak things, or just allowing your hair to grow. I love to give myself protective styles because it helps me to be able to just have a little bit more time. Taking care of your hair can be very time consuming. And for me, I know the last year I spent like 9 months of just playing in my hair. And this year I said, you know what? It's time for a break. There is no condemnation in anything that you do for yourself. This is your own life and your own choices. So whatever you want to do is fine. Just give yourself a break. If you're coloring your hair too much, give yourself a break. If you're constantly trying to chop your hair off and then grow it out, and you're just always in this state of having to manipulate it, give yourself a break. Maybe it's coming from something else in your life that's lacking and you're not realizing it because you're putting your time and your focus on your outer appearance, on your hair. And that gives you the mental space to be able to say, what's really going on? Why do I keep chopping my hair off? Is there something else in my life that needs to be fixed and filled? And allow yourself to be able to explore the truth.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Now, we talked about nails, we talked about hair. Of course, we have to talk about makeup. Being a feminine woman, of course, wearing makeup is part of it. It's part of just exuding your already God-given beauty and just having that extra bit of radiance. But what's more important than having a beautifully decorated face is having beautiful skin underneath. And so not wearing makeup for bits of time, giving your face a break from so many products, is so important in having natural beauty. Your skin is that base, that necessary base to be able to prime whatever it is you're going to do on top. And if you're someone who's used to getting things like peels and fillers and lots of like manipulation using high grade machinery or using chemicals, then it also, yes, is important for you to have your skin breathe. Sometimes people do so much with their face that they end up getting like mistakes happening to them. Their skin ends up having crazy reactions, or their skin has been manipulated so much that it's like burning them, or their injections have gone wrong. I mean, people usually end up having issues. So they end up saying, oh no, I think I need a break from this for a while. And that's very normal. But you don't have to wait until something happens for you to say, I'm gonna go ahead and take a break from these fillers because my skin needs it. My face needs it. You don't need it. So just consider doing that for yourself and you will stay healthier. It's also important for you to consider taking breaks from things like working out. Some of you ladies are really doing a great job because you're on top of your fitness, you care about your physique, you care about your nutrition and your health, and that is fabulous. But some of you are a little bit too hard on yourselves and you don't give yourself any room for a break. You don't take a rest day. A rest day is necessary. That is why God gave us the Sabbath. God literally put one day in the week where He commanded us to rest. It is a commandment. I know some of you think that the commandments from the Lord are only about stealing and killing and lying, but taking a break is also a commandment for a reason. God knows, because He created our bodies. He knows what our bodies are meant to do. He knows what our minds are meant to do. He knows what we need. We all need breaks. So if you're working out a whole lot, if you can't take a break from working out, like you travel and you're like stressed because you don't know how you're going to fit your workouts in, take a break. It's okay. You can take a vacation and not work out during the vacation. It's okay. Give yourself room to just live and be human. And your body will also thank you for it, because your body does need breaks. Now, I'm not saying go out and eat 10 donuts, taking a break from your nutrition and taking a break from eating clean. Is it okay to have days where you just eat a little something special, a little something different? Of course. But if you know that you're the kind of person who cannot handle deviating because you're going to go on a spiral, then of course consider maybe not doing that. But you can still take breaks in other ways. And I think it's very important to look at your life and analyze, what areas am I too rigid in? What areas do I need to relax a little bit in? What areas do people say that I don't compromise in, and it doesn't need to be that strict? Doing this really does help yourself, and you do feel a weight lifted off of you when you put unnecessary constraints and demands on yourself and on your body. Now let's talk about taking a feminine break when it comes to work, because obviously the work world, the corporate world, the fast-paced world is where most of us have to be. We have to work a job, we have to get things done, we have to grind and all of that. And if you must, then you must. But even in those spaces, there is room for you to take a break. Literally, sometimes you need to say, I need to take a break, or you need to take your lunch break or your coffee break. But taking a break is necessary. Some of you ladies work jobs where during your lunch break, you're still working, especially if you work a career where you don't really have a set lunch. You just have to take it when you take it. Some of you don't take it. You're working, you're eating. You're not actually saying, this is my lunch break and I'm going to stop working and I'm going to eat. The work will get done. It has to get done. If not by you, they'll figure it out. They will figure it out. But your body, your mind, and your life is more important. And you have to get yourself in a routine of putting yourself first in those ways. Because really, you doing that is not you stealing and it's not you slacking off. It's you taking what is given to you. Those breaks and those times where you're asked to rest are part of the contract for a reason. They have to put those things in there because they're necessary. So don't feel like you're doing something wrong when you take a break. Take days off when you need to. Take vacation time. Some people have racked their vacation time and they brag about it like, I've never taken a day off of work in 7 years. Well, why not? Have you not been sick in 7 years? I mean, That's great if you haven't. I don't want you to be sick. But has there not been anything that's happened in 7 years where you could have taken a break? Or do you just want that title, that accolade? It's fine if it's fine, but the people that I've seen that have had these accolades of never missing work, never taking a vacation, they are very stressed. They look very stressed. They won't allow themselves to. And sometimes they miss out on important things like their children's recitals or doctor's appointments that could have been a little bit more convenient for them because they just could not miss work. And they missed out on taking care of their health and things that are very important. I think it's also nice when it comes to work, taking a day off when it's your birthday. How many of you work on your birthdays? Those are like the worst days for me when I've worked on my birthday. Because on my birthday, I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm in a different place. My phone is going off. People are texting and calling me. And mentally, I'm not there anyway. I'm thinking about how I'm going to celebrate or I'm focusing on something else. So why am I at work? I started telling myself, listen, I'm taking my birthdays off. It's my birthday. I am taking it off. And I realized that it became like a pattern. I started seeing more people taking their birthdays off. And it was a great thing. Most people really regret when they work on their birthdays. So take your birthday off. It's a special day. It's the most special day. Take it off and enjoy it. Hey ladies, do you know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? According to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. And in some cases, it can be 100 times more polluted. According to the 2020 census report, nearly half the population, which is almost 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. And new data from World Health Organization shows that 9 out of 10 people breathe air that exceeds WHO pollution limits, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every single year. And in terms of allergies, airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. So what's the solution? Well, the solution can be Air Doctor. Air Doctor introduces an air purifier that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. Although allergens can vary in size, the average pollen size is about 25 microns, and Air Doctor virtually removes 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns in size. Their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630 square foot room 4 times per hour. And Air Doctor also features whisper jet fans that are 30% quieter than the fans found in an ordinary air purifier. Air Doctor comes with no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. So head over to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DAF. And depending on the model, you can receive up to 40% off. So you are saving up to 40% off. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use a promo code DAF. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this show for all of these beautiful ladies. Another area to give yourself a feminine break in is your wallet, your bank accounts. Give yourself a break from spending. And this is something that's kind of tied to a lot of these other areas. Like if you're not constantly getting your nails done and your hair done and your fillers and your this and your that, you will have a little bit more money in your bank account. And some of you could really use a little bit more money in your bank account. I know I can. And taking a break allows you to be able to have that. Now, Sometimes you realize this because you get to a point in life where you cannot afford these extra luxuries. And so you realize, okay, this really is a luxury. It's not a necessity. But there are times where you can also be more conscious and just say that I'm going to take a break from this particular service for a while. Maybe I don't need to be subscribed to Netflix and Hulu and Showtime and this and this and this and this. Maybe I can take a break from some of these things that I'm not really watching or using. And that helps you to be able to have more money for other things that you need and just be more mindful of where your money is actually going. If you're eating out every single day, or maybe it's not every day, but when you look at your bank account, you realize, whoa, why are all my purchases Postmates? Why are all my purchases food? I'm spending my whole paycheck on eating. Oh no, like you need to sometimes evaluate where your money is actually going. Some people do things like going on no buys where they say for 1 year, I'm not going to buy anything I don't need. And they have like different categories. I think going on a no buy can sometimes be a little bit too restrictive. But for some of us, I think it's necessary. I think when you do things like say you're not going to buy something specific, you really see how much pressure, how you get sucked into things, how it's very difficult to say no. It just helps to have more self-control when you learn how to say, I don't need this, and taking a break from purchasing it. So I don't know about your life, but there probably is something specific that you can say, I'm going to go ahead and just pause this for a while. I'm going to go ahead and wash my own clothes and not take it to get laundered. Or I'm going to go ahead and purchase 1 cent for the season and not 4 cents for the season. Whatever it is that you do in excess, or whatever it is that you do that's not necessary, just taking a break from those things for a little bit for your wallet. And it really does help you to also just appreciate things a little bit more. Because when you just take whatever your eyes see and whatever you want, you just give into every single desire, you start to lose that sensitivity for really appreciating things. Everything just becomes at your disposal, and you end up living a life where so much more is coming out than going in. And it's also a beautiful habit to encourage other people to take breaks. That's one of the most feminine things that you can do, is really care about other people and be compassionate and loving to other people. And when you see that they're really stressed out, when you have people in your life who are burnt out, or people who are just so rigid and uptight and just so tightly wound, to be able to offer them to take a break and say, you know, you have been really stressed lately. I don't mind watching your kids this weekend if you want to go to the spa, you know, or you can even just encourage them. Like, I just encourage you about your birthday and say, isn't it your birthday next month? Are you going to go to work? Are you going to take it off? And they say, of course I'm going to go to work, girl. Well, why don't you take it off? Maybe you should consider that, you know, just encouraging them to also take breaks in whatever capacity, however, you know, suits your personality and your friendships or your family members, encouraging breaks. It's such a positive thing to do. And it really helps people who really didn't think about something to consider this gift to themselves. And lastly, knowing when to stop your break. This is for the people who actually struggle with excess. When you are doing something, sometimes you just get so happy and comfortable in it, and you're like, yeah, this feels good. I'm never gonna do my hair. And now your hair looks crazy. You don't want to take breaks too long for certain things. I mean, for some things that are not needed, go ahead and cut it out. But for certain things, the break is good, but know when you need to get back on it. If your nails are starting to look crazy and corroded and you're like biting them, or they're just a mess, go ahead and get them done again. Like, get back on the horse. At some point with anything, you don't want to get to a point where you're being hedonistic. You don't want to get to the point where you're being irresponsible. You want to be able to say, I have taken a vacation, but I don't need to take a vacation every 6 weeks. I don't need to make up excuses not to be at work. Know when to get back on it. Know when is like push time, grind time, you know, just kind of going straight through, and know when it's time to slow down and ease up. That's all part of your maturity in being a woman and part of you being able to balance your life. But I hope that these things helped you to be able to consider areas in your life where you could use a break. Leave me a comment and let me know, what in your life do you think that you can take a break from? Or what are areas where you naturally practice taking breaks in to help yourself, help your body, help your wallet, help the people around you in life? I'm curious. Leave me a comment and let me know.
Thank you so much for spending your time here with me today. I hope that this message blessed you and just helped to open up your mind into areas where maybe you haven't considered taking a feminine break from, girl. I know that this will be a blessing to you if you start implementing it into your life and choosing how you're going to spend your time and your money and giving your skin, your body, everything that it needs to thrive. If there's anyone in your life that could use this information, then please share this podcast with them. And you can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Michelle Daff and at The Dr. Daff Show. And until next time, my loves, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.